you've got 30 days until summer. This is not a threat, okay? This is an invitation.
You guys, yes, there are two bouquets of flowers behind me. I have my coffee. I have my the creation of her robe on. She's taken care of. She is nourished and she's ready. Welcome or welcome back to the creation of her. I'm so excited for today's episode because I love the art of glowing up. I love giving glow up content because I know it works. I've been through it all. I've had glow ups. I've had glow downs. I've struggled with consistency. I've mastered consistency on so many levels. Still struggling with some areas. We're not perfect. But whatever I'm doing is working for me. And I also consume a lot of this content. So I'm here to share all of my tips and knowledge with you guys today. None of that BS, okay? I'm not dumb. Although I love mindset, although I love long-term goals and delayed gratification, I know that my girlies here clicked on this video for the things that will give you results in 30 days. So that is what I'm going to give you. If you're new here, my name is Mia and I help you close the gap between who you are now and the woman that you want to be, aka her. We talk about all areas of life, everything about femininity, discipline, productivity, dating, relationships, everything under the sun so that you can reach your best and highest self. We are constantly leveling up here. So if that sounds like your vibe, make sure to subscribe, like, and follow so you can see more from me. We're available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you want to watch or listen from. Let's get into it. This 30-day glow up until summer is not a punishment. It is a celebration of one of the most beautiful seasons of the year. The sun is out, the sun is glowing, so why can't you be too? I don't know about you, but summer is when I defrost. I'm outside, I'm social, and I want to feel like my best self. No one can tell me that my body, that my face, that my complexion, that my energy is not good enough to show up for any season. But on a personal level, when summer hits, I'm outside. I'm social and I want to feel my absolute best so that I can enjoy it to my absolute best capacity. I don't want to look back on any summer of my life and be like, oh, I could have felt better. I could have been more confident. I could have taken care of myself better. Life is too short for that. We're not here to change everything in 24 hours. We are going to create sustainable shifts that actually last, but you will feel and see a difference within 30 days. That is if you are consistent, because this is not about perfection by any means, but you do need a good level of consistency if you want to see the results you want to see. I'm just going to give it to you straight, okay? You have to be consistent and you have to keep yourself accountable. I'm going to give you some ways to do that. So here's how it's going to work, okay? Number one, you're going to set your intention. If you're not doing this from a place of self-love, click off this video because I refuse to promote anything, any changing of internal energies or external looks or whatever if it's not from a place of love. You're not fixing yourself. You are elevating yourself and you are feeling good because you want to feel good because you love yourself, period. And if you don't love yourself enough yet, we're going to fake it till you make it. You are going to choose at least one habit from the five categories that I am going to tell you. And that is going to lead you to building a 5+ habit tracker. That is at least 5 items that you're doing every single day. You can do more if you have the time for it or the will. But at minimum, you're going to do one from each category, which makes 5. This can be in your notes on your phone. This can be on the habit tracker app and create a widget on your phone so you see it every day. But my personal favorite is writing these down, putting it on a paper and taping it next to your bed, on your bathroom mirror, or somewhere where you're gonna see it and tick off the things every single day. Print it, write it, tape it to your wall, make it cute. I don't care. Do what is going to hold you accountable and remind you every single day. And you're going to check it off every single day. So here are the 5 categories. 1, mindset and routine. 2, health and nourishment. 3, movement and fitness. 4, beauty and self-care. And 5, lifestyle and environment. And also the 2 bonus things we're going to talk about, which are not daily habits, but are still important, are manifestation and vision for the summer and what you're going to do the last week to kind of tie it all together. All right, let's jump into the first category, which is mindset and routine reset. There is nothing that I love more and that I think is more helpful than a really intentional journaling challenge or just journaling practice in general. One of the best things, and I mean, this is proven on so many psychological and I don't know, scientific levels, is the power of gratitude. You don't naturally lack a zest for life. You are naturally ungrateful. Until you get into the habit of being grateful every day, writing down what you're grateful for every day, you are never gonna know what you're missing out on. So one of the habits you can adopt for the mindset and routine reset is having a journaling routine every single morning or whatever time throughout the day where you write down at least 5 to 10 things you're grateful for. These don't have to be big. They don't have to be grandiose. They can be small, they can be mindless, they can be really intentional. It's important to romanticize the little things and the big
things that we're grateful for in this life. And I want you to fixate on them. When you write it down, I want you to feel it. I want you to feel the feeling of gratitude and feel how lucky you are for having two limbs, for having a healthy body, for having the eyes or the ears to be able to listen or hear content. Or maybe it's bigger, like your income, like your job, like your success in XYZ. Maybe it's your relationship, your parents, your siblings. Develop a habit of daily gratitude journaling. Another really fun journaling challenge is scripting. If you don't know what scripting is, it's basically writing down something that you want to happen in the present tense or as if it already happened. I already do gratitude, so I'm going to add on daily scripting, meaning every single morning I am going to journal how my day went as if it already happened. So I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, my day today was so good. This happened and I woke up feeling like this and my workout went like this and I just feel so great. And then blah, 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 blah. I'm not even kidding. When I script in that way, I swear almost everything that I said was gonna happen happens, or even better. And I don't know what it does to your brain. Okay, I'm sure somebody has studied this, but just the fact that you wrote it down as if it already happened, you go throughout your day low-key subconsciously remembering what you wrote down. And like, if you scripted that you're gonna have an amazing like attitude and great energy throughout the day, if you catch yourself having bad energy, you're gonna be like, wait, this is not how this day went, this is not how I wrote it down, and you're gonna pick yourself back up. Scripting is so powerful. But moving on, if you are very religious or you're trying to develop your relationship more with God, you can do a 30-day scripting challenge. You can also do a 30-day self-help book challenge where you read 10 pages of a self-help book. I think that is amazing. My personal favorite self-help books, which I 100% recommend and have totally changed my life, are Change Your Paradigm, Change Your Life by Bob Proctor. I also love You Are the Placebo by Joe Dispenza. It also has another book that people love called Breaking the Habit of Becoming Yourself, something along those lines. Atomic Habits is really good. Also, Ask and You Shall Receive. There's so many great self-help books. Just choose the one that calls you the most. Now, this is another challenge that I totally recommend, and I have been doing this for maybe like 40 days now, and it is to listen to the audio The Magic Word by Earl Nightingale. In this audio, he talks about attitude, and he talks about the science behind why some people are so successful and other people are not. It's a 15-minute audio. It will change your life, and if you listen to it every day, I promise you, you will become so aware of your attitude, and your life will change dramatically. I am still listening to this every day. I have not skipped a day. So if you want to join me on that, please feel free. It will literally change your mindset and you will get everything you want. You can also do 30 days of subliminals. That's choosing, just search up like whatever goal it is you're trying to achieve, whether it's love, money, self-love, or whatever, and put some subliminals behind it on YouTube. And then you can play that while you're sleeping. So you could do 30 days of that. Now, as far as routine goes, I don't want to get too much into morning routines and whatnot because I already made a video, which is the 4 pillars on how to build the perfect that girl morning routine. So if you want to watch that video or listen to that podcast, it was like 1 or 2 episodes ago. But another challenge you can do regarding routines, especially nighttime routines, which I feel like, especially with screens and everything these days, a lot of us struggle with, is having the challenge of either having a bedtime every single day or putting your phone away and just all screens away 30 minutes before you go to bed, or both. And as you know, I've mentioned on the podcast multiple times, but you can't just take away a habit. It's a lot easier, a lot more sustainable, and just overall better if you replace the habit with something. So if you're going to take away the screens 30 minutes before bedtime, when you already use your screens 30 minutes before bedtime, I want you to replace it either with journaling, with music, with breath work, with reading. Replace it with something so that you are not torturing yourself. Moving on to the second habit, health and nourishment. Over here, I will never, ever, 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 ever. Sorry, that was a lot of evers. But I will never promote restriction. I don't believe in restriction. I've been very, very open with my past, with eating disorders, with all kinds of eating problems, and this, that, and the other. And now, more or less, being on the other side of that, I realize how restriction can be super sensitive for a lot of people, including myself. And overall, it is not the life we're meant to live. We can be disinterested by certain things that don't make us feel good, certain foods that don't make us feel good, but that is a choice, okay? Because queens make choices. They don't have any mindset or talk around, I can't eat that, or I can't do this, I can't do that. No, no, no. You can do anything and everything. You just make choices that align with your goals. That's it. And honestly, I think that for a lot of girls especially, restricting any food groups or just restricting foods, restricting food habits can kind of lead to binging or the opposite effect. So instead, what I want you to focus on, since we are glowing up, I want you to focus on adding 2 to 3 skin-loving glow foods every single day. Here is a screenshot of the different glow foods. I will also have it in the show notes. So that is one amazing thing that you can do for your body. So instead of focusing on the foods that you're not eating or something, fill up and focus on the foods that are good for you. The foods that are good for your skin, that are good for your gut, and that will help you glow. Another challenge you can have is having about 100 grams plus of protein per day. Now, I know that we all have like different bodies, different sizes, etc. 100 grams is just like an overall goal. But if you want it more tailored to you, your goal can just be 1 gram of protein per body weight, or you can keep it simpler with just 100 grams of protein per day. Take it from me, as someone who's really good at eating their protein for months now, eating protein consistently every single day will actually change your life and the way you feel. When you're just filling up on empty stuff, empty calories, empty nourishment, you don't feel good and you keep searching and snacking and it just never feels good. Focus on your protein. And if you're gonna eat hella protein, I know a lot of other girls struggle with their meals, okay? They like to snack and they don't end up feeling good at the end of the day. So another challenge you can have is for 30 days, eat one balanced meal a day. If you don't know what a balanced meal is, I'm sorry, because you might be new to this, either search it up, balanced meal ideas on TikTok, on YouTube, wherever. But basically, whole foods that are made up of protein, carbs, and fat. And something that's gonna make you feel good, something that sounds good, and something that will leave you at the end of the meal being like, wow, that's good, and wow, my body feels good. Having at least one of those a day can be one of the most loving things you can do for yourself and one of the best things you could do for your energy. And energy glows. You can also make a challenge of having a protein-filled meal, like 20 to 30 grams of protein, before you have your caffeine. You can also make a challenge to switch from coffee to matcha or green tea if you see that coffee really is not doing well with you. Could be a fun little challenge, and green tea also helps your skin glow. You can have a challenge to have apple cider vinegar before your bigger meals. Please dilute the organic apple cider vinegar with mother. You can have a challenge to have bone broth first thing in the morning for 30 days. That will really make you glow. It is so good for your gut, and having it be the first thing you put in your body will set the tone for the rest of your day. That is something that you will see a difference within 30 days. I didn't have this in my notes, but I've seen a lot of people see crazy differences within 30 days when they take that combination of like coconut cult with sea moss. So if that's something you've been seeing on TikTok or wherever and you want to try it out, this could be the perfect time to do so. And another option for a goal is to drink 2 to 3 liters of water a day. My biggest hack, which I've done, I got a super cute bottle that is 1 liter and I fill it up 3 times a day. It's simple. I don't have to think about it. I just fill it up and I get my water. Moving on to movement and fitness. Honestly, I think that fitness challenges are so fun, so transformative, and you get to learn so much about yourself. You get to learn about what feels good for your body, what's fun for you. So I would say join any fitness challenge that you've been seeing, whether it's like an abs challenge. I know Whitney, what's her name? Guys, I don't remember her name. Whitney something. Okay, she's like a super famous fitness influencer and she has challenges. Maybe your challenge is going to Pilates 3 times a week. Maybe it's prepping for a 5K run. If you don't know where to start, you can literally ask ChatGPT, give me a plan to prep for a 5K. That's what I did and I've seen really good results so far. You don't have to copy someone else or do what they're doing because you want to look like them. Look like you and do what sounds fun for you. This is not supposed to be torturous. Glowing up is supposed to be fun, because let me tell you right now, part of being in your feminine energy and having that glowing magnetism is having fun, is having pleasure. And if you're feeling tortured, you're not gonna glow. I learned that the hard way. Okay, take it from me. Do what sounds fun. All of this should sound fun to you. Do not pick a habit that doesn't sound fun. And it's normal to have fun and still be a little challenged. If you are doing something that is more intense or you think that you will see results in your body, make sure to take before and after pictures. You're going to feel so much better. You are just going to be so appreciative of your past self if you take before and after pictures. Trust me. Personally, my favorite fitness goal is a step count goal. Now I'm going to tell you why. Having a step count goal is so fun. It gives you a purpose every single day. It gives you something to hold yourself accountable for every single day. To me, it's kind of like, and I know it's not the same thing, okay? I know it's not, but this is what it feels like to me. It's kind of like getting a puppy, except you're the puppy and you have to walk yourself every day. You're taking care of your step count goal. And then on top of that, you can pair that with a mindset something. Like what I do is I go on my walks and I listen to my self-help audiobook. Boom, 2 in 1. I'm working on my mindset, I'm working on my fitness goal, and I'm working on my mental health because I'm clearing my head, I'm getting that energy out, but it's not too intense. It's just perfect. I made this goal in the beginning of January and we're now almost in May and I have still been doing 10K steps consistently every single day. I think I literally missed maybe maximum 3 days in the past like 4 to 5 months. And I also want you to keep in mind, if you are not used to doing really intense exercises, do not do too much, because doing too much is going to lead to inflammation, especially if you're not used to it. It's going to spike your cortisol, which is therefore going to leave you just not feeling good and not looking or feeling glowed up. Take it from me, doing too much, doing something too intense, doing something torturous is not the answer. If you don't know where to start, start with 10K steps. If you're doing 2K steps right now, start with 5K steps or 7K steps, something that sounds realistic for you. Maybe you have to get a walking pad. Maybe you have to join a gym and get on that treadmill every day. Maybe you have to find a park or a trail near you. You will figure it out. I believe in you. Next is beauty and self-care. I know we're going to be wearing those bikinis in summer, girl. If you have some areas of your skin that you want to lighten up, whether it's under your arms, your bikini area, wherever the case may be, I did this for years under my arms and now I do not have any dark armpits. Use the, I believe it's the 5% glycolic acid from The Ordinary. Use it about 3 times under your armpits or wherever the area is. Take a cotton pad, put it there 3 times a week. You will thank me later. You do not need to feel insecure about your dark areas if it makes you feel insecure, because I'm telling you, I have not seen this not work on someone. Don't quote me on that though, because I don't know if it's going to work for you, but it works for the majority of us, okay? So it's worth a shot if it's something that you're insecure about. In my opinion, you should be developing a clean skincare routine. Your skin will thank you. You can use apps like Yuka, Yuka, to scan your skincare products and see if they are clean. If you don't have a skincare routine, don't go crazy. Get 3 things. Get a face wash, get a moisturizer, and get SPF. Make sure they're clean and just be consistent with it. So maybe for you, the challenge is being consistent with your skincare routine. You can also do lymphatic drainage massages on yourself every day. This can be on your face with a gua shua. You can also do the whole gua shua thing like with your fingers on your face. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. Okay, the internet is at your disposal. You can search up lymphatic drainage on body, like on thyself, you know, or on your face. So what I do every day is when I'm laying in bed, I like to do lymphatic drainage on myself. I just searched a video one time of how to do it, and you just move your hands in a certain motion on your stomach and different areas of your body to get things flowing. I also use a gua shua for lymphatic drainage on my face. And if I don't have the gua shua with me, I learned how to do it with my fingers. There's also a bunch of videos online for that. So maybe your habit is lymphatic drainage massages on yourself every single day. Another crazy, crazy thing that everyone should be on is taking magnesium. It sounds so simple, but start taking magnesium every single night. See how good you sleep. See how good your recovery is. See how good your bowel movements are. Girl. Also, if you're into retinols, if you're into chemical peels or lasers, I don't know if this is a habit, but this is just kind of your time to lock in on that, because these are the things that do not go really well when we're in the sun. So this month, before summer starts, you can lock in on your retinol, you can lock in on your razor, on your chemical peels or whatever, before we start soaking up the sun daily. And also just another recommendation, during this month, let your nails breathe, okay? Let your nails get back to health. If you constantly have things on your nails, maybe now is a really good time to just let them breathe for a month. It's okay. Let them be in their ugly phase for a month, because we're gonna revisit them in the last week. As far as hair care goes, you can start actually taking care of your hair. What I like to do is just at least once a week, I will hair oil and or hair mask. People ask me what hair mask. Honestly, I asked one girl this who had the most luxurious, beautiful hair ever. And she was like, honestly, any, like just use any hair mask. And you know what? I stuck by that and it works. Just use any hair mask. Either that or I use rosemary oil in my roots. And then I use Amla. It's like a green bottle. It's like an Indian hair oil. It's really good and it smells really good. So you can start doing that once a week. And during this time, I also want you to romanticize getting ready. And I want you to lock in on finding your no makeup makeup routine. Another just tip, this is not really a habit, but start building your Pinterest summer style board. Set the mood, set the vibes for summer. If you are going to be shopping anytime soon, have this board so that you know what you're looking for, so you're not just mindlessly spending your money on things that don't really align with the highest version of yourself this summer. This is fun. Start accumulating that summer style Pinterest board, because you want to feel like your best self. You want to dress like your cutest self this summer, because who wouldn't? And lastly, we have lifestyle and environment. Now, either lock in on social media, so maybe every day you unfollow like 5 people that just don't align with your glow up. Maybe these people are toxic. Maybe you don't know them. Maybe they bring you down. Maybe it's just content that does not align with the higher version of yourself that you have in your head. And simultaneously, you can follow 1 or 2 creators that do align with what you want. During this time, you can also declutter. So that means decluttering your physical space, decluttering your camera roll, decluttering your closet. You can have a challenge once a week, such as decluttering one area of your house or your space once a week, or what I'm going to do is every day I'm going to declutter like 20 or 30 things from my camera roll because it's really piling up and I hate having a full camera roll. I just haven't gotten around to it. And I heard this like a while ago from this manifestation guru, and he said whenever he wants to bring in new memories, new light, new people, new characters into his life, he will completely delete his entire camera roll, and then lo and behold, all of these new memories, all of these new people will come into his life. I guess it's just the energy of letting go of the old and bringing in the new. I don't know about you, but when I clear my camera roll, it feels so good. So you can either declutter your space bit by bit, you can clear out your camera roll bit by bit, you can do the follower thing bit by bit, you can also do your closet. So maybe once a day or once a week you do these like articles of clothing, like your shorts and your skirts and then your t-shirts and then your hoodies and then da da da. A clear space equals a clear mind equals radiant summer energy. Okay, it's girl math, it's simple. And during this time, you know what, while we're already in the month of glowing up, I want you to do an energy audit of your environment. And by your environment, I specifically mean the people around you. Either make a mental or physical list of who drains you versus who energizes you and who's growing in their own life. Like, they are people who are goal focused and who's stagnant, who never talks about goals, who never talks about ambitious things. Okay, it is important to be clear on those two separate groups of people, because what you're going to want to do if you really, really want to glow up your energy, because it's not all internal, okay, we would be dumb to ignore the external factors. You are going to want to kind of distance yourself a bit from the people who drain you, obviously, and the people who are super, super stagnant in their life, obviously. And you're going to want to intentionally hang out more with the people who energize you and with the people who are growing themselves. Do not overlook this step. This is extremely important. And until you do it, until you actually do it, you will come back and you will understand what I'm saying. So those are the five sections. I have a PDF. It is in the show notes or the description box. You can download it and you can just pick, circle, highlight whichever ones you want from each section and make your own habit tracker. But I'm not going to leave you guys just there. Okay, we have two bonus sections. Plus, I'm going to tell you the ones that I'm doing. So the bonus is manifestation and vision for summer. Number one, plan something exciting for the summer. Obviously, our intention is to just feel good this season, but it is even more motivating and even more empowering if you have something specific planned for the summer. Whether that's a trip, if you can take it, whether that's just a date, whether that's a date with a friend, a date with a guy, a date with a girl, you pick and choose. Okay, there's like, you can go on Pinterest and search up summer bucket lists and get a bunch of ideas of things that you can plan that will motivate you for this glow up and just motivate you for summer vibes. Definitely have something planned in your head for summer. Number two, create a summer vision board. Now you can create either like a vision board just for the entirety of summer. You can also create a vision board around that specific thing you chose that you are excited for this summer, that specific plan, or you could do both. Duh, that's even better. And like we talked about scripting before, another thing you can do to manifest and align yourself for this summer that's coming up is to do future journaling / scripting. And you're going to start it like this. It's the end of summer and I feel dot, dot, dot. In the scripting, you're going to talk about how you felt this summer, how you looked, how you felt internally, how you took care of yourself, the things that happened this summer, the goals that you reached this summer, the places you went. Get into detail, have fun with it, get excited, feel the feelings while you're writing it out. And then I'm telling you, this is going to be a lot more powerful than you think it is. And then set a reminder to look back on it at the end of summer. It's going to be such a full circle moment. Now, if you want a little extra, okay, a little sprinkle for that last week of this 30-day challenge, here are the things you can do to really, really be fully glowed up and feeling like your best self by the end of the 30 days. Number one, for that last week, schedule a hair appointment or an at-home hair refresh. Schedule your nail appointment, whether that is at a salon or again at home. You can tan and you can exfoliate and tan, whether that be tan outside with the sun or if you are a self-tanner kind of girl. Plan some outfits for the summer, like literally have them on a hanger. Get excited. And that way when summer starts, you got the outfits running, okay? You don't have to think about it. You look cute. You look put together. That last week, you can also create a summer bucket list. And of course, reflect on your 30-day journey. You can write it down. You can journal. You can do a video diary. I love those. Reflect on what felt good. Reflect on the habits that you want to continue bringing into the summer and the things that didn't feel so good. Maybe you want to let go of them or switch them with something else. Because babe, we did not just glow for 30 days for you to glow back down in the duration of summer. That is what we are not going to do. I want you to stay feeling and looking hot for as long as humanly possible, hopefully for the rest of your life. And we just keep leveling up from there. Really quick, obviously we're doing this together. So I'm going to run through quickly what it is that I'm doing. For mindset and routine, I will be scripting my day every single day. I also already listened to the Attitude audio by Earl Nightingale. And I already listened to my self-help book every single day. For health and nourishment, protein is always my main goal. So I'm going to continue with my 100 grams plus of protein per day. I'm also also going to continue with my 10k steps a day. I think I might even increase it to like 12k steps per day, because I already got the hang of the 10k steps and I'm currently on a training program, so I don't want to overwork my body and do more than that, because then I will be super puffy and inflamed, and that's not the vibes. For beauty and self-care, I recently just simplified my skincare routine, made it all clean, so I feel really good about that, and I'm already feeling so much better in my skin, so I'm going to continue with that. And I'm going to build my Pinterest style board for summer. And number 5, for lifestyle and environment, I will be completely clearing out my camera roll, because I don't know why it ticks me off so much, but I know I'm going to feel so much better and have so much more room for all these memories that are going to come in summer. You guys, if you want to get your life even more together, I have a complete 90-day roadmap, life organizer, everything you ever need. Notion template, it's like, I don't know, $12 or $13. It's so worth it. It's all you need to organize your entire life if you want to organize your 30-day glow up, just everything. It's in the description. Also in the description will be this PDF, which is free. Bless my socials. Please DM me. My DMs are always open. Comment on my posts. I see almost everything. I love to talk to you guys. I love, oh my gosh, this girl came up to me this week. I think it was honestly the first time I got recognized for YouTube in specific, because I like recently started YouTube, and honestly, it was the best feeling ever. Her name was Florence, and yeah, I'm writing down every person that comes up to me. So if you ever see me, please come say hi. I love you guys. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share if you think this will help someone else. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye. Good luck.